Project Real World.
Project
Real World.
Real.
Project Real. Real. World.
World. World.
Project. Project.
Real. Real. Real.
World.
World.
So, all right. Hello. Hello, listeners. This is Project Real Worlds on Radio Free Brooklyn. My name is Pad, and I'm the host. But I want to say, it's a comedy show of sketches and comedy. So I'm the host, but I just want to say I'm not really a host. I play video games professionally, but I've been doing this. It's like a social training regimen, basically I have a social coach, and that's Mike, and he's trying to get me to be more social and outgoing, and he's doing these tests, and he made a web show about it, but he thought that doing a podcast would be a good test for me to test my, because it's not.
All right, okay, Pat.
We did a web show, and
Pat, you spent your 30 seconds unwisely. Okay, you gotta, when you're coming in as a radio DJ, you gotta go grab them bulls by the horns. Okay, you gotta introduce the show, tell people what it's about. You say who you are real quick. Okay,
quick.
The people don't, they care about you, but they don't care about you as much as they care about what they're about to hear.
You said to explain the podcast, but I wanted to make sure they knew why I don't sound like a host.
They're
like,
gonna
you're
know.
The comedy expert, and
you're gonna have to trust the listeners to want to know enough to listen. Okay, Pat, this is what the show is about.
Well, you told me to do the intro, and that was my intro.
I asked you to do the intro, Pat. Okay, Pat, here's what the show is. Eventually, you're gonna be describing it the way I'm describing it. Okay, Pat, it's called Project Real World. Call it curated comedy. Every other week, we're going to bring you the most hilarious side-splitting sketches, skits, and stand-ups from coast to coast and beyond. We scour the web for the funniest clips so you don't have to. And then we play them for you so you don't have to. It's as simple as that. Project Real World, it's a great comedy show. You're going to love it. We're playing all the best of comedy.
Well, yeah, I mean, see, that was like, if you, I don't know why you thought I would be able to come up with something that good. That was a good intro, and I mean, maybe one day I can do an intro like that. But I just wanted them to know, like, that I don't sound like Mike. He used to do comedy. He's been on stage, and he knows what's funny, and like, I just wanted to explain like why I don't sound like that, because that was good, and
you have your own voice, Pat.
I hope I can.
The reason why we're doing the podcast, Pat, and you bring up a great point. You have a voice, okay? You have your own voice. That's what podcasts are for. That's why the video series Project Real did not work, okay? Because people didn't get you. They weren't listening to you, Pat. They were watching you, and they hated it. You were very unlikable.
Yeah.
Bad, but I didn't want to give up on you. Okay?
Yeah.
You know that?
I'm glad
that's why we're doing a podcast. Remember how nervous you were back in the video series that we did, which is
I'm still feel nervous, but I mean I feel like back,
we're just talking here, Bad.
I know,
and then everyone's gonna listen.
But I know people are gonna listen, and
well, they're gonna think about you.
And they're gonna,
think about what you say.
I know.
Every word.
I really have to be.
They want you, it took us a while to figure it out, but they want you on audio only.
Audio only.
So that's why we're doing the podcast.
Okay. Well, that's okay. And I feel, like I said, I feel more comfortable. I mean, I know I'm nervous. I'm just, because I know people are listening, but I do feel more comfortable.
Yeah, Pat. You're not nervous, okay? You were so nervous during that show, and people just despised you for it.
I remember. Yeah, I know.
You want to relive that right now? Let's go back, Pat. Let's relive that moment just to show you how unnervous you are now compared to how nervous you were when we first met.
So, wait, you know, okay.
Yeah, let's play him the, let's play him the clip from episode one of Project Rural, the video series. Just the audio, though. Thanks. Okay, all right, so we're going to cue that up. And, Pat, this is going to be great for you. I don't know if you've even seen the series, Pat.
Oh, I didn't. I mean, you sent me some rough.
I say some rough cuts.
Cuts, and it was rough.
See, you're already on the road to become a great comedy DJ, Pat. You made a great pun. That's the first step to becoming a jokester. Finding your puns that you like. Oh, all right, Pat, let's play the clip.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Project Real World. This is Mike Legg, famous comedian, and new social agent at Jake Fine's Institute for Social Arts, and currently en route to GameSpot to chill with my first client, a pro gamer named Pad. And though he's got hot skills in the virtual world, he's a bit of a loser in real life, so basically it's my mission to make him a successful social man. Make a real impression on the world. The real world, I mean. This is Project Real World. Yo, Pat, over here.
Oh, okay. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Pat, I'm Mike.
Hi, Mike. That's nice, too.
Uh-huh, yeah, great handshake. Okay, we're going to work on that. Are you ready to get real? Dope. Let's start with some goals. What are your goals, Pat?
I don't know.
Yeah?
Browse for some games.
Oh, God, that's awesome. And I totally get what you mean. But you're wrong. Your first goal is always to set a goal, Pad.
Okay.
So tell me, what's your goal today?
Is this a trick?
No, it's, well.
To set a goal.
To set goals. Perfect answer. To be a person who sets, meets, and exceeds goals on a day-to-day basis, you got to make it a goal. To set goals.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, what game do you want? A war game? A spores game? A fancy game? How about a cat and dog game? Cat versus dog?
Well, yeah.
Come on, we ain't got all day, Pat.
I think I just...
Oh, how about Jake 5 presents Jailcraft? I hear that's a big one.
And it seems like it's well-received.
Come on, that cashier guy looks so friendly. I bet he knows tons about the game. He might even give you a few pro tips.
I guess.
What's up, dude? Welcome to GameSpot. Did you find everything you needed today?
Well, I mean...
Yeah? What?
Everything.
Come again?
I'm just gonna go lie down. Stop looking at me.
Pat, what happened?
Maybe I'll just go home.
Oh, Pat.
I don't know. Maybe I won't. Maybe what? I won't get in any game.
Maybe. Pat, you're being a maybe baby. I can't maybe babysit for you, Pat. But here's what I'll do instead. I'm going to tell you a story about my life, Pat, to connect with you a little bit on a social level. Way back when I was a little dude, I used to go to Kids Foot Locker all the time. But every time I went, I could never decide which pair of sneakers to get. So I'd stare at the wall of shoes in the Foot Locker, and my mind was always maybe this, maybe that, maybe baby. Then one day at a men's Foot Locker, it hit me, there then, that there and then, I had to make a choice, or I was going to be a maybe baby forever.
What'd you choose?
I chose to make a choice.
So making choices about shoes is...
Choose your choices. Exactly. You know what? For now, we don't have to get your mouth talking yet, but if your body does the moving, the language will follow.
Okay.
Go up there and when he asks you something, just nod around. Just nod. Just like this. Mm. Nod.
Okay.
Just bob your head up and down.
Okay.
JLB3. This is way solider than I thought it was going to be. Did you see the video review on GameSpot.com/reviews? It's a pretty ill video, right? You know the part where the guy's chasing the warden through the jail? and then the nuke goes off and everyone's melting and shit. You played the first and second jailbait, right? All right, sweet. Then you must have an account here. What's your phone number so I can check your game's point status? Thanks. All right. It's not funny. Actually, it is funny. I'm not seeing you in our system. It's pretty weird. Would you like to apply for a membership in our GameSpot Potstirrers Gaming Clan? Really? First person all year! Yeah, here, fill out this membership package. Just put down all your email addresses, Twitter handles, Facebook passwords, social security numbers, birth dates, parents' home addresses, sister's date of deflowerment, all your credit card numbers, and contact info so we can send you hourly updates on discounts, tournaments, clan recruitment matches, replays, cases of energy, drink and trial subscriptions to gaming magazines and gamers and men's rights activists and literature. Okay, so that'll be $60.45. And $200.43. And finally, $69.22. Great! How easy was that, man? Welcome to GameSpot!
Pat, you're looking kind of sad. What happened up there?
I don't know. I need to get out of here. Can we go, please?
We gotta work on your sentence construction, Pat. Let me see the receipt. Whoa! Oh, Pat, how stupid are you? I'm sorry, Pat. You're not a stupid guy. You're a real smart guy.
Can you help me, please, Mike?
Of course I'll help you.
Okay, I don't know what to do.
Pat, you're my first client. I gotta help you to the best of my abilities.
Okay.
Do you trust me, Pat?
Well...
Pat, do you trust me?
Sure, Mike.
Because I could help you.
Okay. I need your help.
Okay, Pat, get back up there and tell that man that all you want is a game and nothing but the game.
Just the game?
Just the game.
Okay. Hello, sir. I will buy this game, please.
Oh, hey, welcome back. It's a shame you didn't buy this earlier. I could have given you a discount. If you get three more games, you can get the fourth mostly free.
No, Please, I just want this one game. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, about a gamer card? You get your first one free.
No, thank you.
How about a photograph of you buying the game? It's only
$8. No, thanks you.
Do you want your sandwich? I only took a few bites, and there's bacon.
No.
You'll get a key fob. You know the key fob is.
Goodbye. Have a good...
Fine. Peace.
Congrats! When's the last time you bought anything in real life, Pat? This is big!
I don't really even remember, but, I still...
How social are you?
Well, you tell me.
From where I was standing, it looked like everything went well.
Well, I got the game. I could have
definitely gained a level today for the growth you made in real-life execution. Next time, you're going to need to make kind of an Excel spreadsheet for your day, so to speak, in your mind.
You mean Excel?
I have no idea what that means. TBH, I don't really care, because Excel is my chosen software for any and all organizational needs. Whether in and around the house or in and around the workplace. And you can get it on Mac or people PC. Starting now, you can get Xprel on your mobile phones and tablets. Xprel, live in the Matrix. Oh, and by the way.
What?
Take this. You're going to need it.
What is this?
Oh, it's a vintage beeper. This is a very special beeper made by a man and his hands, by Jim. Yeah, that's Jim's vintage beepers.
Well, thanks for the help, Mike. And how much I owe you?
You'll be a thousand.
Okay, let me.
1,000 clean. Just
who do
plain
I,
money.
Should I write it to?
Clam sauce, Pat. Come on, right. Hit me with the clam sauce. Dribble it right there in my little pub.
Okay, here you go.
Come on, my clams are dry. They need some sauce.
All right.
Come on, Pat.
All right, here's the $1,000.
Thanks. Is this a check?
This is a check.
Yes. Is it? It's not a digital check, though, right?
No, it's not a D-check.
Okay, good. You know, there's some things in life that you need to do just physically.
I mean, I know. I mean,
Do you understand how important it is to touch another person?
Well, I don't.
All right, Pat. I'll see you next time on Project Real World.
So I bought the video game, and and that was actually the first time and the last time that I bought a video game in person.
Yeah, it was your first and last.
It was my first and last. I'm still getting daily emails from GameSpot, even though they went under a few months ago and closed most of their stores.
It's the trades we make to keep our brick and mortars alive. You know, I know you spent a fortune on that day, but in the end, it's really worth it because companies like that aren't going to survive for much longer. There's going to have any kind of...
But
you're going to walk around the streets, there's going to be nothing but nothing.
I mean, it's not a charity. I don't even understand. Like, it's a video game store, and you can buy them online. It's not...
You can buy anything online. You buy toilet paper online, do you?
Yes. Ugh. Lord.
Dwayne Reed, Pad. Bricks and mortars, keep them alive.
I don't know. I mean, that's... Then they need the ones that needs to do something else.
They needs the ones that do something else.
They
remember
need
what
to
I,
do...
Remember when I said sentence construction?
You tell me if... GameSpot is...
I've seen them on the market.
I mean, they're a failing company. Why should we give them...
Because they got a bad CEO. He's making a bunch of mistakes. Michael Marin.
I mean, I don't know why you're so attached to GameSpot, seeing as they canceled their...
All right. You're right. You know, you're right, Pat. This is why you're a good co-host, because you keep me in check. The mission here is to be transparent. The fact of the matter is, GameSpot, we dissolved that relationship a long time ago. The second relationship that we... dissolved, Pat, is Xprell. I have to be honest about that. But Jim is still with us. Jim's a vintage beepers. I know you still use the beeper. I know that for a fact. What?
The beeper. I mean,
what about the beeper? You use it? I use it?
I use it because you beat me. But that's...
Whoa, I beat you?
No, you beep. Is a beep? Beeper. You beep.
Beep.
You beep me.
Yes, I beep you, Pat. That's how you... That's...
But you're
what
the
else
only,
am I
I'm just
do?
Saying you beat me.
How else am I going to get in touch with you, Pat? It's not like I'm on
but
a cell
like
phone.
A phone?
They'll track all your data. Okay, Pat, this is why I'm following Jim's lead here. He's getting all the payphones from the city. So let's say he's getting rid of all their payphones, right? They got a big dump truck, dumped it off at Jim's backyard. He's got 10,000s of payphones just sitting there. Nowadays, Jim... He's looking at payphones as the future. I mean, how crazy is that? But I was talking to him the other day. I went over there for a cup of coffee. And he brought me around back to his backyard, and he looked at one of the payphones, and he said, Mike, that's the future. And I said, no, that's the past. And he said, that's where you're wrong, Mike. That's the future. Payphones. And I said, well, who's going to pay for that? And he said, it doesn't matter. He's just going to put them around the city. He's going to install them just wherever he can. Because you know what? This is the other thing. Bricks and mortars are no longer going to be around. So he's going to have so many opportunities, so many empty storefronts to just pop these payphones up. Instead of a GameSpot, Pat, instead of an Xprell storefront, you're going to see payphones, Jim's vintage payphones.
You're
going to be able to use them. You pay for a phone call. Each one. You don't have to pay a monthly bill, Pat. You pay per call. It's great. I'm going to tell you.
Is he operating the, like, how are the calls connected?
Oh, he routes them through a series of,
I don't know.
He calls them networks, I think. I don't know. He's got a bunch of friends at Horizon Wireless, I think. And he's basically just operating his own switchboards. I think he's got about 24.
Okay.
He's going very old school, sort of beginning of communications.
So he's down
telephonically.
Whereas he's got the plug patch.
Yeah, he's actually an operator. If you dial 0 on one of his phones, he comes up and he says, "How are you doing?"
Oh. That's very weird.
It's just Jim's way.
So is this show sponsored by Jim payphone?
Jim's vintage phones.
But I don't see the use because we have a cell phone or internet. I mean, I don't use a cell phone because I
remember the last time you used a cell phone.
If I need to call my parents or something, then...
Pat, you used a cell phone in our show. Do you remember that? I had you call up the electrician, remember, because your power was out?
Yeah. Yeah, my power was...
Right.
My power was out. And he had me... He made me call...
You called the electrician with a cellular phone.
That's true. I did. I forgot about that. That was...
Well, let me jog your memory. Could you play the clip that I'm talking about? I don't know what the name of it is, the file name, but just play that one. Well, I don't know. Well, what do you want me to write it down for you? The clip where Pat is on the phone. Did you not do any research before you joined our show and we employed you here? All right, give me a break. Give me a goddamn break.
Hey guys, welcome back to Project Real Worlds Episode 2. I'm right outside Pad's apartment, getting ready to cut his power so we can get him to talk to an electrician. He is so terrified of asking people for favors. So we're going to give him an opportunity to face that big old fear today on Project Real World. Pad, is that you? Pad, you got to open up your door. Just kidding, I broke in. Are you able to talk right now, or what's going on? You got a panic attack?
Yeah.
You're having a little panic attack. Okay, well, you got to use your words, otherwise you're going to lose them. You got to use them, you're going to lose them.
Well,
just tell me what your goal is. Come on.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on. You know, it's...
You don't know what's going on. Your power's
out.
You woke up. It already happened.
How did you know my power was out?
Pat, what's going on?
You
gotta
tell.
You gotta call an electrician, okay? That's what's happening right now. You got
subscribe to four.
Remember what I told you last time?
Specifically,
shut up. Just shut up, okay? What do you gotta do? You gotta set a
goal.
A goal. That's right. Okay. What's the goal of your goal?
Well, I
give me a number one.
Get the electricity back on.
That's right. Get your power back. Okay.
Get my power back.
So the only way for you to do that is to shift out of your automatic life transmission and into a manual life transmission.
Wait,
vroom, vroom.
All right. I could.
That sounds great. Let's call the electric company.
You're going to call them?
No, you're going to call them. You're going to call Jake Five's Elegant Electricians. Do you know the number? I hope you do. Come on. Get on the phone. Pat, what are you doing? Come on, get a sentence. Get a sentence going in your head and then deliver it out of your mouth.
Be quiet.
That's not good enough, Pat.
Yeah,
you're going to need to do more than that.
Can you come here? Hello?
No, they're still there. You don't need to say hello.
Okay. My power, my electricity is out.
There you go.
Can you come fix it? Oh. Okay, thanks.
No. What? Thanks? What did they say they're going to come?
Sorry.
So what? Sorry?
No, that's fine.
Oh.
Yeah, no. Two weeks. Yeah, I understand. Well,
okay. Oh, God.
All right, bye. Oh, right, that 2 weeks. Okay,
no, just hang on. This might lower your self-esteem a little bit, but I want you to know that you sounded like a really stupid idiot on the phone just now. Just a real big, stupid, dumb idiot.
Yeah.
Pat, they're playing you for Maybe Baby. There's no doubt about it.
I can just move.
Move.
I can move to a different apartment. I don't have that much.
Yeah. Boo! I don't like that choice. You're not going to do that. You're going to do this, okay? Not that, this. You're going to find your voice, and then you're going to feel your voice.
Okay, how do I know?
That's a great question. I don't know, Pat. Maybe it feels like a warm slice of fresh pizza. Maybe it feels like a brand new hat on your head. Maybe it feels like something completely different, something completely else.
Just help me.
Okay, I'm going to help you
I have a lot to
do. Right, of course you do. Hit redial.
Okay. Hi. Hello, Elegant Electricians. How are you? This is
Elegant
Electricians. I live at 69th Street. Please come here today.
Press 9 to hear our menu options again.
Oh,
or please wait for one of our Tesla-certified technicians to attend to
you. Hello?
With elegant electricians, your power supply is
a recording
first priority. Unfortunately, all of our operators are currently busy. Hold the line until the next available Tesla certified technician is available in 15 minutes.
Oh, no.
Oh, give me a break. Give me that friggin' phone!
Elegance Electricians values your wattage, but we don't respond well to angry customers.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Come on, Pat. Pick up the phone up back on the gun in. Pick it back up. Do it again. Do it with your voice. Find it, feel it, and flaunt it. Come on, redial.
All right. Okay.
You can do this. Remember.
Hello.
Just find... Okay.
Is this Elegant Electricians? Is this a recording? This is Pat again. From 6969. Yeah. My power's out. My power's out. Can you please come fix it? No. I mean. Can you, 1 month? That's the soonest you can. No, I need it. I need it now. Can you come now, please? Please, can you come now?
Yeah, use pity. Whatever, whatever works.
Just come, hang up the phone and come. Okay, okay, okay. Hang up the phone and come now. I need my. Okay, thank you, thank you. Goodbye.
Oh my God, Pat, this is a big old breakthrough right here. Pat, you know what those tears are? Those tears that are coming out of your eyes. That's you finding your voice.
Huge amount of stress.
You found your voice, you felt it, and then...
I flaunted it.
Okay, good enough. Okay, we gotta go to the ad anyway. All right, well, let's take a breather. Here's a box of tissues. I'm gonna brew up some coffee while we wait. Do you like coffee, Pat?
Well,
I brought something even better. It's caffeine. So you remember Jason Caffey? He was born in Mobile, Alabama. He's 6'8". Approximately. NBA, Chicago Bulls, big time, big guy. You know, a lot of rebounds. Well, now he's brewing coffee in his basement. He brews his own coffee in his own basement. He picks the beans with his fingers in his backyard, brews it up in his many bathtubs. Caffeine. Guess what, Pat? I got 2 full sacks of caffeine right on my person. Let's go grind them up.
I don't have a kitchen.
Okay, we'll work around it. Jesus, it's advertisement.
Okay.
All right. Now you get to kind of wrap the show up. You remember when we talked about this? You just sort of say what happened, and then you say what's going to happen next.
Right.
Episode.
So what happened in this episode? I tried to do the introduction, and then Mike came in and said, "This is how you do it." So I learned how to do an introduction, and we played some. Well, we caught everybody up on the couple episodes of the web.
It doesn't need to be a play by play, Jeff Van Gundy. It's got to be just give me the notes, give me the bullet
okay,
points.
Okay. Well, I guess we. So through my experiences and Mike's coaching, we've given people an idea of being social, how to be social. And next week we're going to play comedy, audio comedy, and it's Project Real World Podcast. Are we going to play?
You want to play a song? If we got time,
I don't know what we normally, guess if we have time, we'll play a song.
All right, if we have time, we'll put that Jack Marley song on. Remember that one?
I mean, you're
it's
the song.
It's untitled. He's got a beautiful voice, and we're going to sing along to him here. I hope you sing along to him there.
So thank you for listening to this Project Real World on Radio Free Brooklyn. And it's every other week show. And maybe next week I'll be a little better.
Yeah, yeah. You're gonna get weaker or better week by week.
Well, I hope so. And thank you for listening, and I hope you like it.
Oh, you're welcome, Pat. Oh, you meant the listeners out there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.
Girlie, I know you don't like it when I'm bad. Girl, do you know that I hate
hate it when you're mad. Sometimes a man gotta be a man. Sometimes a man cannot be understanding. I am the king of the ring. You are the queen of the ring. You are the queen of my ring, babe. We are the king and queen.